Irrigation on coffee plantations and its effect on residual water from fruit processing. Authors: Walter Danilo Maradiaga Rodriguez, Adao Wagner Paco Evangelista, Luis Antonio Lima and Jose Alves Jr. Abstract. Introduction. In the coffee beneficiation process, nutrient-rich byproducts with a high organic load are generated, which in most cases they are underused and deposited, without prior treatment in the water bodies. Objective. To evaluate the influence of irrigation on the chemical compounds of the residual water obtained from the coffee fruits of the Ruby variety, irrigated by central pivot. Materials and methods. The experiment was developed at the Federal University of Lavras, Brazil, during 2018. The statistical delineation used was in random blocks, with 3 repetitions. The treatments corresponded to 5 irrigation sheets: 0, 60, 80, 100, 120, and 140% of the sheet of water evaporated from the Class A tank. The sowing spacing used per plot was 3.5 meter x 0.80 meters, in an area of 1.6 ha1, subdivided into 18 plots with approximately 888 m2. The cherry fruits of the coffee were harvested from each treatment and mixed in water, in a ratio of 2 L of water, 1 L coffee fruit, and then pulped in an industrial blender. The residual water obtained was analyzed through the standard method for the analysis of residual water. Results. The irrigation sheets caused a significant effect on the evaluated chemical parameters. The irrigated plants based on 57% of the evaporated water from the Class A tank resulted in chemical compounds within the established patterns for the disposal of residual water in Brazil. The content of Mg, S, Mn, P, Zn, Cu, and Fe was higher than the plots that did not receive irrigation. Conclusions. The use of irrigation in coffee produced significant effects on the concentration of chemical compounds in the residual water of the coffee fruits of the Ruby variety. Keywords. Chemical compounds, center pivot, evapotranspiration, fertilization.